The Group C incorporating mills, 7. These mills, L-157, built in 1861, were the prototype for the line of gunpowder incorporating mills that stretches along Queen Mead's. Each unit of this Grade 1 listed building was T-shaped, with originally 2 and later 3 mills on either side of a central engine house. There was a boiler room at the rear, a chimney, now demolished, and a coal yard. The engine house contained a steam-powered beam engine, which drove the edge runners in all 6 bays of each individual incorporating mill. Gunpowder ingredients, after blending in the mixing house, were placed in the pan of the incorporating mills. The large steel wheels, edge runners, would then run over the mixture for hours until the green charge had turned into a mill cake. Should an explosion occur, each bay was fitted with a water drenching apparatus, which would drop about 40 gallons, 182 litres, on each of the mills in the group if one should blow. The walls between each mill were thick and solid. If there were an explosion, the flimsy walls in that mill bay would be destroyed, leaving the other bays intact. Cordite production. Shortly before World War I, this gunpowder mill and the others around it were converted for manufacturing cordite. Cordite propelled the millions of shells fired by the British Army during World War I. Vast quantities were needed, and there was intensive production at Waltham Abbey. The Royal Gunpowder Mill's entrance building, H7, situated on the Great Hoppet, was built in 1904. It was originally used for drying cordite and is surrounded by earth traverses to contain the blast in the event of an accidental explosion. Cordite was dried by the heat from steam pipes which passed through the building. When in use, the building had a barrier board fitted at the porch entrance. At this point, workers changed into leather overboots to prevent grit or dust entering the danger building.